Message number 1223. Mother of Salvation, sin is a fact. It exists and will continue to exist until the second coming of Christ. Saturday, September 27, 2014 at 19:20. My dear children, how heartbroken I am during these terrible times when man has risen to defy God in so many ways. God's laws are being flouted all over the world because sin is no longer acknowledged as being wrong. Instead, it is justified at every opportunity so that man can no longer differentiate between right and wrong. When you embrace sin in all its forms and declare it to be of no consequence, then you will never be satisfied. Sin, once it is seen as merely a human fault, will lead to greater and more serious sin until finally it will lead to a darkness of the spirit and separation from God. This will leave a vacuum in your soul which will bring a form of wretchedness which it is difficult to extract from. Darkness comes from the spirit of evil. Light comes from God. Sin brings darkness, and unless you acknowledge sin and seek reconciliation, it will grow and fester until it strangles the spirit. Nothing in this world will nor can bring the soul the relief it craves. Only reconciliation between the soul and God can free it from this stranglehold. Sin is a fact. It exists and will continue to exist until the second coming of Christ. God's children who understand the Ten Commandments laid down by Him will know that man must ask God for forgiveness each and every time he sins. It doesn't matter that he seeks out God and begs His forgiveness repeatedly, because this is the only way to stay in union with Him. In this way you will receive many graces and you will mature and dwell in the light of God. Man must accept his weakness because of the existence of sin. He must accept how sin can separate him from God. When he does not accept this fact, then he is saying that he is equal to God. Without belief in the existence of sin, man cannot serve God. It is then that the separation between the soul and that of his Creator becomes wider until there is no communication between man and God. It is the desire of Satan to capture souls and prevent their salvation. Until man accepts the importance of acknowledging the laws of God, he will deny him. Your beloved Mother, Mother of Salvation.